Retired USGS geologist Bill Cannon says the agency has reached an agreement to conduct the study with a mineral company tied to landowner LaPoint Iron Company. Cannon says researchers will study exploration drill cores taken years ago.
We'll be going up to Minnesota where the core is stored and examining and sampling the core up there. At the present time, we don't plan any work on the ground.
Cannon says they're working on a similar agreement with landowner RGGS Land and Minerals. He says they'll be looking at the mineral makeup of samples from three areas along the range next month. Cannon says they'll also confirm whether any have asbestos-like fibers. He says their findings will be published in a scientific journal about 2 years from now. The landowners couldn't be reached for comment. Iron County Development Coordinator Kelly Klein says it's a positive sign that LaPoint Iron Company is seeking more study of the area Gogebic taconite planned to mine.
There were any doubters, I think this will help and possibly make it a lot easier in the future if there is a developer who wants to build a mining project here.
Ashland County Board Chair Pete Russo says more studies should be done, but after the discovery of asbestos-like fibers there, Russo says he remains doubtful a mine could be built.
Until they can show me that they can mine that material safely, there's no way in God's green earth I'd say do it.
Russo says health and environmental risks outweigh any economic gain from mining the Pinokies. Klein says there's good support for mining in Iron County. Bad River Tribal Chairman Mike Wiggins says more study would be helpful, but he says geology professors have already agreed rocks from the Pinokies contain asbestos-like fibers that can pose a public health threat. Bad River's chairman says he's skeptical of LaPoint Iron Company.
They're sitting on all the core samples, and if they want to be working in a public kind of light, they should release those core samples immediately.
Bill Cannon says LaPoint granted USGS exclusive access to the cores, but their findings will be shared with the public. Danielle Kading, Wisconsin Public Radio.